The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Sky Ireland is warning people that they will face consequences if they're caught using what's called a dodgy box. There are already up to 400,000 people in Ireland using the illegal streaming service, making it difficult for An Garda Síochána to focus on catching the users, meaning their focus thus far has been on those selling the service instead. I'm joined by Larry Bass, CEO of the production company Shinnewill, responsible for Dancing with the Stars and many other productions. He's going to talk about this. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
So it's a big problem. How does it affect your own business?
Well, it affects the global business, and we're a country which like to attract in global production here to Ireland, and yet we've got theft here on a biblical scale. Like over 400,000 dodgy boxes, how many people are watching them? That could be over 1 million people. If this is any other sector, crime at that level, surely the country would have to do something about it. This is actual crime.
Now, where do people buy the dodgy boxes? Do they buy them online and therefore they never face scrutiny in a retail outlet? I mean, you won't get them at Harvey Norman's, I presume.
I, to be honest with you, I haven't gone to try and buy one, Pat, so I couldn't tell you, but I know that they're easily found. All you have to do is ask somebody who has one. They'll tell you where they've got their
But you don't get them. I've been reassured you don't get them in the Currys, the Harvey Normans of the world. You just don't. They don't sell them.
There is a black market that's fairly open and fairly easy to access. Obviously, it's been accessed not just by individual homes, but public houses and clubs and everything that's not just affecting Sky, by the way. This is affecting anyone who has paid for content, including Irish entities as well.
Henry McKean the other day did a report on a device that he got for his car just to see was the promise made by these people accurate. He could watch Netflix in his car by use of a simple device.
My understanding is you can watch pretty much any available content. So from any service provider, and not just here in Ireland, service providers that don't even operate here in Ireland, you can still access their content.
Now, people are used to getting stuff for nothing these days. Okay, nothing's for nothing. I mean, when you Google something and you watch YouTube or whatever, you're bombarded with advertising and that's how it's paid for. But there's that sense that everything should be free.
Yeah, unfortunately, things have to get made, so things have to get paid for. Content costs money. Sports rights cost money. You know, if you want to watch, you know, the Lions play tomorrow night, you know, somebody's got to pay for the production around that. This is a business, and these businesses are losing absolute fortunes. And if every country in the world was behaving the way Ireland do as a country in terms of protecting culture, this is other people's content, but it's our culture. If this is the way we behave as a nation, we allow people thieve like this on a biblical scale. We encourage the next generation to not pay for things and just expect to get it for free. It's like water charges, Pat. If we have a country that doesn't actually impose the actual laws of the land, what do you expect? We have a minister in charge of our culture who will not impose a EU directive to levy some of the funding to come into Irish content. Here we have Sky saying they're going to prosecute people who have dodgy boxes. If Sky would spend some of their actual funds that they do collect here in Ireland, and it's significant, it's over €500 million on Irish content, we would have a better Irish culture to respect. And people might actually believe that if they could see Irish culture, they'd pay for Irish culture.
But the thing about the dodgy box, that, and maybe it's because it's been given that kind of pet name, dodgy box, it, you know, it's a bit Del Boy in its title. People will boast about having one. I mean, it's not as if they're ashamed that they're thieving.
Yeah, I mean, I've had people come up to me and tell me about it and nearly surprised that I won't take one, you know, in my business. You know, I'm sure there's people, if there's that level of numbers, there's people in all sorts of walks of life. How many policemen have a dodgy box at home? How many TDs or people they know have dodgy boxes at home? Because somebody must have them if there's that many out there. But we need to say stop. This is, if you were allowed people to walk into Dunn stores and a quarter of the customers in Dunn stores were able to walk out with their trolley of food and load it into the boot of the car and drive off, would we allow that?
Now, how do other countries police it? The dodgy box is not unique to Ireland, whatever they call it.
They prosecute. And they come down hard and heavy, not just on the users, but also on the sellers and the resellers. But we do not prosecute. We do not get out and actually implement the law of the land.
So you believe that the Gardaí or whoever should be knocking on the door. I mean, Sky have made this threat. There will be consequences. But Sky can't knock on people's doors.
Correct.
Do we have any information from the Department of Justice that they're going to listen to Sky and heed their call to do something more than they're doing now?
I don't know. I mean, the problem is we've now legitimised theft. We've made it fashionable. We've made it something that is nearly, as you say, proud to boast about. And I think that's wrong. And I think if you're going to make theft and crime in this regard, you know, be part of life, where does it end? So how can you actually, police the country?
Some people will plead poverty. I couldn't afford what they're charging for all these streaming services.
But there are lots of ways of getting content free to air. You know, services like Serveview can offer you free to air content. You can also, if you have Serveview, you could probably have Freeview. There are hundreds of channels available. In fact, tomorrow night, you don't have to pay to watch The Lions. You can watch on TG Cahir.
Now, I'm struck by all of this, that there's got to be a technological solution for Sky, that they should be able to encrypt in a way that these dodgy boxes can't cope. Any information on that? Is there a quest for this, or does it exist anywhere else in Europe, for example, where they can stop it, if you like, at source by encryption?
I think there possibly is a technological solution. I know that when we were producing back in the day DVDs and VHS tapes, we could encrypt, we could put in the technology onto those to guard against piracy and guard against copying. I'm sure there is some technological solution. But it may actually start damaging people's hardware and have other consequences. As it is, if you buy a dodgy box, you've no idea whether you're going to get scammed in other ways.
Some of the comments coming in, that man is, which is Larry Bass, of CEO of Shinawil, that man is assuming that the end users would otherwise purchase their content if it wasn't for the dodgy box. It's not money lost because most can't afford the extortionate service charges. This sounds like record companies years ago complaining about Napster, number of people making that comment. Android boxes and Fire Sticks are legal and can be bought in any retail store. It's the downloading of illegal streaming that's what's going on. I don't use one myself, but this is similar to the likes of Napster years ago. The cost of content nowadays has become prohibitively expensive. Take Sky, for example. You used to be able to watch all the latest movies, all the sports, football matches in one place. Now you have to have multiple expensive subscriptions. The providers have become greedy. It's not really the providers. It would be the Premier League, for example, selling to more than one outfit. That's what makes it a problem, not...
And the GAA, what GAA go. So sports organisations have, weaponised their rights and are now looking to, get paid for their rights as they see fit. League of Ireland Football has League of Ireland TV. But unfortunately, not enough people are subscribing to it. Yet, if you look at Virgin every Friday night, you would know what Friday nights are like in Irish television, Pat. For many years, you would have been, hosting the most popular show in the country. Now, League of Ireland Football is watched by over 100,000 people every week and every Friday night because people know it's there. It's good quality entertainment. It's getting better. You know, if we had better facilities, you'd have even more people watching. Mm.
All right, Larry. Anyway, for the moment, the thievery will go on, it looks like.
Unfortunately.
All right, Larry Bass, CEO of Shinawil, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.